It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God.
Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
TexasDirectAuto.com brings you the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. By the way, we're coming to you live from Austin Country Club. Day number three of the Dell Technologies Match Play. The World Golf Championships, and we're underway this morning. We'll tell you about our day here yesterday, coming up here at 8:15. But right now to the candidates for the e-break. Candidate number one, that Hall of Famer, both in radio and in e-break competition, Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss. If you lose your temper and you really want to show someone that you're upset with them, you give them the finger, maybe. You extend your middle finger and you raise it. And when you say the phrase to that is, you show them the middle finger or you give them the finger, right? Well, that's not how Norm said it this week.
The only thing I feel bad for is, you're right, a fan who waits in a city and one time the star rolls through.
Uh-huh.
But happens. Sorry, it sucks.
Ah, man, that's...
Boy, it's hard, though.
That's terrible.
I think we both agree with you.
Yeah.
But that's the hard part.
Yeah,
fans are getting fingered by this league all the time.
Oh, wow.
No, they are.
I know, that was harsh.
I'm sorry?
Harsh. Okay. I hate
that
to say
strong.
That you need to announce the fact that you extended your middle finger.
Well, they are.
Like, normally I let you do it. We don't have to... He had his middle finger up.
He said it with such force, though.
Well, is what he meant.
You know how you approach arenas and they've got the big screens outside?
Oh.
Well, you walk up to the arena and all of a sudden there's a hand shooting the finger out there. You're coming to the game tonight? Congratulations. You got screwed.
And what's your term for that?
No.
I don't know what to do anymore. Okay, we have to go. We'll talk to Bob and Dan next on The Ticket.
And you know, whatever it is, 3 days later, I still don't think Norm realized what he said.
No, he has no idea.
So just remember that. That's, I guess, another way of saying it, according to Norm. And he is candidate number one. This also happened on that Norm and Donnie show from 10 to noon. You know, they have an intern by the name of Delton. Seems like a nice kid. We see him from time to time. And Norm thought he would include Delton on the show this week.
Just stop including people on the show, Norm.
a chance to vote in Knuckleheads of the Week. Well, Delton, I guess, wasn't really listening to what Norm had just been saying for the last 8 or 10 minutes, because he really had no opinion. And if he did, he forgot what that opinion was.
Tony, who would you vote for? Who's your meathead?
Wow, what a surprise. I would go with the ATM also. Love that story.
Okay, so two ATMs.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Great
pick,
Tony.
Why don't we give Delton a vote this morning?
Yeah,
Delton,
why
who would
not?
You vote for?
Yeah, Delton.
Who's the meathead, Delton?
Delton?
I believe in I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
We tried to include Delton, the intern.
Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our new Exactly I Mean.
He's sitting right here.
Oh,
and
Delton.
And he forgot.
Like a six-month internship.
Gosh.
And you're going to get only one or two moments to jump on air. Oh, I love you, Delton.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's mean.
That's now become a drop. I
believe in the I forgot.
Exactly.
So he was not paying attention at all.
I believe in the I forgot.
I believe in the I forgot.
All right, I do believe that's the first time Delton has been up for an e-break. He's candidate number two. And candidate number three is Mr. Fahey, the man who hosts the Ticket Top 10 at night. I don't know what he does before he turns on that microphone, but I heard this live and was laughing right along with him. He got the laughs after he cracked himself up and he never recovered.
It's the Mavs and Warriors tonight at the AAC. This Ticket Ticker, a service of Brad Thomas's Acme Brick Snor... Acme... Brad Thomas's Acme Brick Sports Biz and Snoring Center of Dallas. It's a... Shut up. Matchup between brothers Steph and Seth Curry tonight, and the better of the two talks about the matchup.
That situation never gets old.
So he combines sports and snoring?
Yeah, do we have that isolated, Jer? Yeah, just play the beginning of it, just the whole beginning part.
It's the Mavs and Warriors tonight at the AAC. This Ticket Ticker, a service of Brad Thomas's Acme Brick Snor... Acme... Brad Thomas's Acme Brick... Brick Sports Biz and Snoring Center of Dallas.
Is this snort?
Snort. Acme...
Oh, man. And there's no recovering. Once you start going down that road, there's no way you can slam on the brakes and get it stopped. All right, one more time just for kicks.
It's the Mavs and Warriors tonight at the AAC. This Ticket Ticker, a service of Brad Thomas's Acme Brick Snort... Acme... Brad Thomas's Acme Brick Sports Biz and Snoring Center of Dallas. It's a... Shut up. Matchup between brothers Steph and Seth Curry tonight, and the better of the two talks about the matchup.
That situation never gets old.
Is that a real strong kick to the tees there, kick to the tape there?
No.
By Jonathan Fahey. All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Delton, or Jonathan Fahey. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to responsibly vote to finger the intern.
It's too confusing.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? You're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, what would you call Norm's favorite activity to do with the police lineup?
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with that one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm going to vote for Norm, legalization of cannabis, and Junior, I hope you die.
Whoa.
Jeez, man.
Don't say something like that.
Flat out mean.
That is mean. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal size, Mormon.
Yeah, that doesn't get much better. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jeb, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Vaginal slice, born.
Is that the original?
Yeah. I don't think so. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning. I would like to vote for Mesquite Jimmy Hart's Magic Finger.
Mesquite Jimmy Hart. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, please tell me that Delton guy isn't working at the ticket anymore, and I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of an e-break win, so I'm going to go for Fahey.
Okay, well, he's just an intern, dude.
Yeah, he's not really working.
Doing the best he can.
He's
he
a
just
good guy.
Tanked. We all tank from time to time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice, born.
Is that a goat?
Really weird. I think so. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
I'd like to vote responsibly for Norm.
See, folks, that's how you vote right there. That's all we need. Unless you have a really funny bit. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, musers. It's me.
Who's me?
It's me. It's fake Tiger.
Oh, we couldn't tell.
Yeah, we couldn't tell. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, I would like to vote for Fahey.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, good morning, George.
Hi.
I just have one question for you.
Just vote.
Fist or finger?
George?
You have to answer,
Well, I don't
George.
Know. It doesn't make any sense. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let me see here. I'm going to vote for Norm and the Death of Junior.
Would you stop? Oh, that's the same guy. That's the same guy. We can't register his vote again.
He will get his wish one day. I will die.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, hi. I would like to vote responsibly for Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss.
And I love you madly, Giorgio.
See, we knew it was a guy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Norm has done it again.
The only thing I feel bad for is, you're right, a fan who waits in a city, and one time the star rolls through. But happens. Sorry, it sucks.
Ah, man. That's,
boy, it's hard, though.
That's like, terrible.
I think we both agree with you.
Yeah.
But that's the hard part.
Yeah,
fans
sucks.
Are getting fingered by air, by this league all the time.
Oh, wow.
No, they are.
I know. That was harsh. That's the.
I'm sorry?
Harsh. Okay. I hate
that
to say
strong.
That you
what,
need
what
to announce
say?
The fact that you extended your middle finger.
Well, they are.
Like, normally I let you do it. We don't have to. He had his middle finger up.
He said it with such force, though,
well,
is what
he
meant.
You know how you approach arenas and they've got the big screens outside?
Oh.
Well, you walk up to the arena and all of a sudden there's a hand shooting the finger out there. You're coming to the game tonight? Congratulations. You got screwed.
And what's your term for that?
No.
This is, I don't know what to do anymore. Okay, we have to go. We'll talk to Bob and Dan next on the ticket.
It's another win for the all-time leader. How many now?
86 win for Norman Jonda Hitchkiss.
He is,
All right,
he is almost to 100. Way to go, Jonda.